from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
This is a terrifying, terrifying ordeal, of which we've covered in the past. A doo-doo so disruptive that the plane has to turn around, of which we have audio from the pilots.
To the doctor, and I talked to the crew, and sounds like it's quite bad back there. It's still really bad. The crew is vomiting, and passengers all around are asking for masks, pardon me, etc. And it sounds like I think 20-minute flight to Cleveland is probably the better option instead of going an hour and 40 to straight ahead to Boston. Especially with it kind of being a biohazard, I think we need to probably get this plane on the ground ASAP.
How bad does it have to be that people are throwing up?
Yeah. Yikes, dude.
Look, man, I know we're after lunch now, so like we should be okay. To all you late lunchers, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I'm
Press
sorry.
Press pause and revisit this later or wherever you get your podcast.
Exactly. But this is... you know, we had this happen, or was it last year that we had this happen?
Yeah, I think it was 2023. I saw that in the article.
Okay, so we had that happen where when we talked about it then, that he left a trail through the plane. This doesn't sound like it's like that.
Yeah.
Sounds like somebody might have just lost it.
And there's not really, at least on the... I Googled it and checked a couple of the different articles on there, but nowhere does it really get... You don't get any kind of an explanation of like what it was. What
I think, happened. I mean, I'm pretty certain we know what happened.
And well, right. But yeah, I mean,
one person said who their partner was on the flight said it smelled horrible. And they used like the vanilla scented disinfectant that used to mask the odor, made it smell like vanilla scented bleep. And it wasn't puke.
Yeah.
So look,
that's what they should have done. What the flight attendants did on my Vegas flight when somebody bombed the bathroom back there and just got out the bags of coffee grounds, because that helps neutralize the odor instead of just covering it.
It takes the smell up. Yes. Look, we've all bombed a bathroom. Does it not matter if you're a woman and you're out there thinking, I've never farted, I don't poop? We all know. We're all married. We've all been there. Look, we've all bombed our significant other out of the bathroom. And you get out of there and they're waiting. They go in there. Oh, God. that I have never, ever had one so egregious that people were puking.
It's so bad, dude.
Folks, the only time that that has ever come close to happening, actually, multiple situations, was when on my first deployment, for those that are unaware, when we have our crappers overseas, we don't have the honey dipper come and clean them out. We burn them out with diesel fuel. Okay? God. It is a bucket, like a trash can, like a 55-gallon trash can that is in the crapper that they come out and they mix in diesel fuel and they stir it until it all burns off. And it's 108 degrees outside.
Ugh.
And you have a bunch of grown-ass men eating MREs and crappy military food while getting PTSD craps that get cooked in the sun for the week, then lit on fire and burned down. And even then, I didn't throw up. And I had that smell burned into my face.
Like if there's anything, a really bad deuce is bad enough, but then imagine that cooking, light it on fire.
Yes. Well, after letting it sit for a week.
Jeez.
In the sun.
That's awful.
And it's not drying out.
No.
It's fermenting. It's
coming out like magma.
Yeah. Okay. None of us are pooping normally over there, guys.
Oh, man.
They try to feed us so that we just, like, it stays solid. But no. There's none of that happens, okay? And even then, I didn't throw up. So what the hell came out of this human being that was so egregious that crew members were throwing up?
Well, and what went into this human being that caused the problem? What did this person do to their body? That, wow, it's mind-boggling.
I can't think how bad that could have been. I mean, you hear the pilot. Can we play the audio of the pilot again?
Yeah. Oh, hang on here. I got to get back to my page.
I mean, this is tremendous.
I talked to the doctor and I talked to the crew, and it sounds like it's quite bad back there. It's still really bad. The crew is vomiting, and passengers all around are asking for masks, pardon me, et cetera. And it sounds like, I think, you know, 20-minute flight to Cleveland is probably the better option instead of going an hour and 40 to straight ahead to Boston. Especially with it kind of being a biohazard, I think we need to probably get this plane on the ground ASAP.
This isn't one person. This isn't like, oh, Nancy back there struggling because she's a wuss.
Yeah.
The crew are vomiting, and the doctor is like freaking out.
The doctor's going, yo, we got to land this plane, man.
Like, did this guy's colon fall out?
There's one, the Vancouver Ford text line here. Was riding the MAX train home from a Beavers game when I was about 11 with my father, sister, and cousin. Let it loose on the MAX train. Had to waddle my way through Pioneer Square with shorts full. Made it to a Starbucks where I unloaded all the undergarments into the bathroom toilet. Had to get back on the train to ride to Gateway with stained shorts. Sister and cousins were gagging. People on the train were questioning what the smell was. It was brutal. Scarred me for life.
Somebody else texted in, Danny, I took a friend to a free clinic downtown and had to use a ravaged honey bucket nearby that hadn't been serviced to pee. I gagged several times while peeing. It was a white knuckle ride. Okay. Again, imagine that, but sitting for literal weeks in 100 degree heat and then set on fire by diesel, cooked into a crap stew.
This one also on the Vancouver Ford text line. That's the kind of dump where you brush up on your life insurance policy.
Yes! Because clearly an organ fell out. There's just no way.
So brutal.
Like, again, I understand, like, a really, really, really bad smell that's been sitting, stagnating, cooking in the sun. But to have it freshly come out of you be so bad and so egregious that in a closed environment, it is making multiple people vomit.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think our Max Train texter is back in. Can confirm it was a combination of hot dog, dipping dots, cotton candy, and soda that'll put any crowd down.
Good Lord. They turned a whole ass plane of 100 people around and were like, no, man, we need this thing taken care of now.
Oh, boy.
I mean, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
So, People Magazine spoke to a Miami-based flight attendant who's worked on a major airline for nearly 40 years about what happens during events like this. She shared that while she'd never been on a flight that's turned around due to a biohazard, her flights have made landings for medical emergencies after an on-call physician was consulted. She's worked on flights where passengers have vomited in their seats, and in those cases, airline staff are trained to use a biohazard fluid-controlled powder called Red Z that is poured over vomit to dissipate it. And also, people have had very bad accidents in an airplane lavatory, but in extreme cases, she would just lock off that bathroom. She said, she didn't know the difference with what happened on the Delta flight was likely that the diarrhea, a trail of which could be seen on the floor of the cabin's eye on a video, was everywhere. So that's what we had again. That's what it was. It happened again. Somebody crapped down the aisle.
Yikes.
155 awful. Passengers and 6 crew members had to be diverted or returned to the
airport. Was that all? I thought I saw it was a bigger flight. I thought I saw that it was like a...
No, 737-800. So 155 passengers.
Yikes.
No one needed medical assistance upon arrival, though, including the person who crapped all over the plane.
Man.
My goodness.
This is brutal, dude. It's
so bad. I just... Goodness gracious.
Oh, poor Harley on the YouTube chat. I'm happy I just sat down with my lunch.
Look, I tried to...
We tried to warn.
I tried. I genuinely tried. I tried to be nice. Because I knew it was that time. I knew it was that time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.